Hi, this is Lori Kahn from Om at Home Meditation for Ordinary People. Thank you for listening to this podcast from KX93.5. We invite you to listen to more music and talk on our grassroots nonprofit radio station in Laguna Beach from anywhere in the world on kx93.5.com/listen or on our smartphone apps. But right now, here's that podcast from KX93.5. Good morning. If you've just tuned in, you're listening to Laguna's only FM KX93.5. And this is Om at Home, Meditation for Ordinary People with Lori Kahn. Om at Home is brought to you by Om Laguna Beach, a meditation studio in downtown Laguna at 332 Forest Avenue, number 28. You can call 949-415-6718, or you can go to www.omlagunabeach.com for more information about stress relief, meditation, coaching, and neurooptimal neurofeedback. So today we're going to talk about the three qualities of experience. And there's this very ancient meditation tradition, an ancient Buddhist tradition called Theravada, which is popularly known today as insight meditation. And in insight meditation, there are three basic qualities of experience: pleasant, unpleasant, and neutral. Now, you know, we know that there's a lot of other kinds of experiences in life, but these three qualities kind of help us simplify our relationship to our experience when we're meditating. Because if we leave our minds unattended, they tend to wander off onto different thoughts and ideas and judgments of what's right or wrong about our experiences. And then once we judge those experiences, our tendency for the mind is to follow the storyline, why this is wrong and why it is right, and what we can do about it. So by simplifying our analysis to pleasant, unpleasant, or neutral, we can interrupt the storyline of critical thinking, and we can really get down to the business of being with life as it is in this moment, which is what our meditation practice is all about. So when we practice insight meditation, we continue with the focus primarily on the breath, which is something that we do together all the time, and also the bodily sensations. And we can engage the mind in the process of breathing and experiencing bodily sensations by labeling those experiences as either pleasant, unpleasant, or neutral. Now, there's three stages to insight meditation. The first one is observation, what we do when we notice our breath going in and out. And then we can add naming the experience of our breathing by saying to ourselves, breathing in and breathing out, or rise and fall, or inhale, exhale, whatever engages the mind in the process of breathing itself. Then the second stage is experience. We learn to feel life instead of thinking about what it feels like. And that's why we do the body scan when we're meditating together, so we can allow our mind to focus on the sensations we're having while we're meditating. And it's also a great tool when we notice that we're getting upset or triggered by something and our emotions start to rise up. By practicing observing and experiencing the body sensations and the changes in the breath when those emotions are happening, we can stay centered on the nature of the experience itself and then notice that it's actually constantly changing. And we can then investigate them by noticing if they're pleasant, unpleasant, or neutral again, rather than disappearing into our reactions. The third stage is called insight. So that's where insight meditation comes from. It's that aha moment where we realize something new or surprising or are inspired by our experience. It's a really creative place to come from. And we can often see the connection between why we usually react to some situations in a repetitive way. By staying with the breath and the body, we stop that repetition and we give ourselves a literal break. And it always feels better than following our emotions and our thoughts down some rabbit hole of reacting and then having regrets. So today, we're going to practice insight meditation by tracking our breath, following our body sensations, and learning to label those experiences as either pleasant, unpleasant, or neutral. And if you practice this a few minutes every day, it really does start to seep into your daily life experience, and you get better at pushing that pause button on the spinning thoughts and the reactive behaviors, and learning to wait it out with more patience and more understanding for yourself. And the more you practice, the better you get at it. So let's go ahead and give it a try. Finding a comfortable position for your meditation today. Perhaps you want to sit in a chair. If you do, you can put a cushion behind your back, or you can just sit upright towards the front of the chair, whatever you like. And if you're sitting on the floor, you might put a cushion underneath your hips, because it's better for your back when your knees are a little bit lower than your hips. Allows your back to relax. Let your hands rest in your lap. And you can even put your left palm on top of your right palm and let your thumb tips touch, which is called Zen Mudra. So this really helps your mind get a little bit softer, more flexible, and more relaxed. And we'll start with three deep breaths in through the nose, and blowing very, very slowly through the mouth. Great, two more of those. Inhaling as deeply as you can through the nose, and blowing on the exhale like blowing through a straw, really controlling the length and pressure of the breath as you exhale. Last one. And noticing how this breath in and of itself starts to feel relaxing, starts to really let go. The minute you focus on the breath and the body and you let go of the wandering mind, you should feel a little bit more relaxed. And now let your breath shift over to in and out of your nostrils. And just noticing the breath, how it feels going in and out of the nose and the body. And allow your mind to label it either pleasant, unpleasant, or neutral as an experience of just noticing the breath. Not making a big deal out of it, just sort of checking in. Notice the temperature of the air. Notice if your breath is shallow or deep, fast or slow. And every now and then, letting yourself really go deeper into the experience by finding out if it's pleasant, unpleasant, or neutral as an experience in the moment. And you'll be able to do this throughout your meditation. Anytime that you need to bring your focus back from a wandering mind, you just check in with your breath and notice how you're feeling in that moment. And you can also label the breath, breathing in, breathing out, or inhale, exhale, just saying it silently to yourself as you breathe two or three times to re-center your attention on the present moment. And now you're going to move down into your feet. And notice your feet and your ankles, the weight and temperature and sensation. If your feet are touching something, and let yourself check in with the quality of that experience. Is it pleasant, unpleasant, or neutral? Not trying to change anything, just making a little note. And then allowing the breath and awareness and attention to move up from the ankles into the shins and calves. Really connecting with the bones and the skin. If your legs are touching anything, if your skin is exposed to the air, and again, making that subtle investigation of pleasant, unpleasant, or neutral. And then moving up through the knees into the thighs, feeling the weight of the muscles and the bones and the legs, and checking the quality of that experience again by naming it. Moving into your hips, your low back and low belly, and notice right away if you feel you're holding tension in your belly, and just check in and see if that's unpleasant or pleasant or neutral before softening those muscles and letting go. Moving up through the sides of the body, the middle back, into the chest, the upper back, and noticing if you're leaning forward or back, if your shoulders are rounded. See if you can let your shoulder blades slide down the back and tuck into the body. And noticing the quality of that experience. Spreading your collarbones into your shoulders, down to your elbows, and feeling the weight, temperature, and sensation of your hands. Noticing if your teeth are clenched and what that experience feels like by just breathing and making a mental note, pleasant, unpleasant, neutral, and then soften your jaw and let your teeth be parted. Feel your face and scalp and hair and the back of your neck. And the rest of your practice, allow yourself to track your breath for a while, to make a note of whether or not that's pleasant or unpleasant or neutral, to follow sensations in the body, to sit with them and again mark those qualities of experience in your mind. And then if your thinking mind wants to get involved and you can catch yourself, notice how that makes you feel when your mind leaves the body and the breath to wander. Is that pleasant, unpleasant, or neutral? And I'll check back in with you in just a few minutes. Thank you. notice if your thinking is taking you away. Take a nice deep breath, naming the breath, inhale and exhale. And check in immediately with your experience. Pleasant, unpleasant, neutral. Just saying it silently to yourself and then reconnecting with a body part. Thank you. If you've just tuned in, you're listening to Laguna's only FM KX 93.5, and this is Om at Home, Meditation for Ordinary People. And today, we're practicing insight meditation and the three qualities of experience, and learning how to track our breath and stay with the body's experience, and even labeling our experience as pleasant, unpleasant, or neutral. So just keep on going. I'll check back in with you.
Thank you.
Begin to deepen your breath. Notice how your body's feeling in this moment, your state of mind, and check in with the quality of experience one more time. Is that pleasant, unpleasant, or neutral? Then bring the breath into the base of your spine, and as you inhale, draw the breath up your back and exhale down the front of the body. Inhaling up the back and exhaling down the front. You've been listening to Om at Home, Meditation for Ordinary People on Laguna's only FM KX93.5. You can call 949-415-6718 to get in touch with Om Laguna Beach at 332 Forest Avenue, number 28 in downtown Laguna. Or you can go to www.omlagunabeach.com for more information about stress relief, meditation, coaching, and neurooptimal neurofeedback. This is Lori, and I thank you for sitting with me today and wish you peace along your way.